All right, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the world of real estate.
Always exciting. What'd you dig up for us to explore?
We're taking a trip to El Reno, Oklahoma, home of Cultivate Real Estate. Got their website pulled up here, and let me tell you, it's got some interesting stuff going on.
Oh, a website deep dive. Love it. A company's website can be incredibly revealing. It's like their digital handshake, their first opportunity to connect with potential clients.
Exactly. And first impressions matter, right?
Absolutely. So let's see what kind of vibe Cultivate is putting out there.
Well, right off the bat, they're all about that hometown pride.
How so?
They really lay it on thick with the whole local experts angle.
Mm.
Their broker, Casey Trejo, is even a lifelong El Reno resident.
Smart move. Especially in a place like El Reno, which, and I'm guessing here, probably has a strong sense of community. By emphasizing their deep roots, they're tapping into that. They're saying, hey, we're not some big faceless corporation. We're your neighbors. We understand this town.
Exactly. And that local expertise thing, they weave that throughout the entire website, almost like they want to be the HE go-to experts in El Reno.
Which strategically is a brilliant move.
Mm-hmm.
Because whether you're buying or selling, knowing the local market inside and out is absolutely crucial.
Couldn't agree more. And speaking of knowing the market, they've got this whole section on their website dedicated to CMAs.
CMAs?
Yeah.
You mean those market analyses that tell you what your home is actually worth?
The one and only. They actually break down the process step by step with visuals and everything. It's super clear, even for someone like me who's, let's say, navigationally challenged.
I hear that. It's so important to demystify the process, especially since buying or selling a home can be a pretty intimidating experience.
For sure.
By simplifying things, by showing they understand the anxieties involved, they're positioning themselves as approachable guides, which can be super reassuring for clients.
No kidding. And speaking of reassurance, check out this line they've got for sellers. Do you know what your home is truly worth in our market? If you price too high, you won't sell. If you price too low, you could be losing tens of thousands.
Ooh, playing the fear of missing out card a little bit, I see.
Right. Effective, though.
Definitely effective. It subtly highlights the potential risks of going it alone, of not having an experienced professional on your side.
Totally agree.
It's a way of saying, we've got the knowledge and expertise to make sure you get the best possible outcome.
Absolutely. But it's not all just about the numbers and the fear tactics, you know? They really seem to value building relationships.
Oh, absolutely. I'm seeing that more and more in the real estate world. It's not just about transactions anymore. It's about building trust, fostering connections.
Yes. And they're about us section. They literally say building relationships and partnering with you.
It's all about that human touch, you know? They're not just facilitating a deal. They're cultivating long-term relationships, which, by the way, ties in perfectly with their name, Cultivate.
It's all coming together. And here's another little tidbit I found interesting. They're big on referrals.
Referrals, as in word of mouth.
You got it.
That's huge. To me, that signals a real confidence in the service they provide. Because when a business is built on referrals, it means they're not afraid to let their clients do the talking. They're confident that their satisfied customers will become their biggest advocates.
That's a really good point.
It's a subtle but powerful form of marketing. It's like saying, don't just take our word for it. Ask around, see what others are saying.
So to wrap this up, it seems like Cultivate Real Estate has a pretty solid handle on their target audience.
I'd say so. They've clearly put a lot of thought into their messaging, and it shows.
They're all about local expertise, building trust, and fostering those personal connections. A pretty smart strategy, especially in a tight-knit community like El Reno.
Definitely. They're tapping into something really powerful. That sense of community, that desire for personalized service. It'll be interesting to see how that resonates with potential clients in El Reno.
It makes you wonder, though, how do they stack up against the competition? Are other real estate agencies in El Reno singing the same tune, or are they doing something completely different?
Now, that's a question worth pondering. Maybe something for our listeners to investigate.
Love it. All right, folks. You heard it here first. Get out there, do your research, and as always, happy house hunting.
Happy hunting.